Yes.
Hey mate, come on the pub. You still do what you're doing there.
Yeah.
Just back off a little bit, mate. Away from the crowd.
As you know, Linda, I'm not a fan of, these inverted commas protests that have permission by the council and permission by the police and are escorted by the police. I think that's a fucking joke. But today, Pride took that joke to a new level by allowing uniformed police to march in Pride. I found that highly offensive that they were going to be marching, and so I thought I needed to make a statement to say that Pride is a protest, and to remind everyone of the historical and even current violence and trouble that the police have caused to the community. I mean, people have fucking lost their lives, over the years because of, not being taken seriously by police when they've been made, making complaints about violence against them, or, violence by police against LGBTIQ people. What I did is I got there nice and early. I decided that the protest that I was going to be doing would be most successful as it reached its conclusion, which was towards the end of New Farm Park. So what I do is I waited along Brunswick Street, is it? Yeah. I waited along Brunswick Street along the edge, and I had this sign, just a little sign, but it said Pride is a protest, hashtag ACAB, which is obviously everyone knows is all cops are bastards. So I had that, and that was a real conversation starter, and I spoke to a lot of queer folk, but also strangely enough, I spoke to a lot of straight folk who asked me what the ACAB stood for, because, Pride is protest, that's standard, understood. But ACAB, no one really knew what that meant. And so that gave me the opportunity to explain to them why I found it offensive that that cops were marching in the Pride March, and also too why I find it so offensive that cops are members of Dykes on Bikes. Dykes on Bikes are supposed to be the protectors of the community, like the gay community, but there's cops amongst them. And the thing is, they've actually made in the past public statements of support for the Vlad laws, the fascist fucking Vlad laws that Campbell Newman brought in and that Labour have kept. Yeah, they've made actual public statements of support of those Vlad laws. So basically, fuck Dykes on Bikes and fuck the cops. And so what I did is I waited for the police outriders to sort of go past, and then there was a police car that was leading the Dykes on Bikes, and so I just jumped out from the side of the road in front of the police car, and I thought he was going to actually hit me, but he didn't, and then held up my sign and held up the whole protest march.
Pride is a protest! Pride is a protest!
I was descended upon by a number of police and also a lot of people with cameras and stuff like that. And the cops basically said, what are you doing? And I said, I'm just protesting. And they said, okay, how long are you doing this for? And I said, no more than a couple of minutes, And they said, oh, well, we'll give you 30 seconds. And I said, I didn't give a shit, I'm staying. And then they decided to gently guide me towards the side of the road, which, I passively resisted. And then they tried to get me to give them my details. my name and address and all that sort of stuff. And I asked them, why do you need that stuff? And they said, because you've caused committed public nuisance offences. And I said, so does that mean I'm arrested? And they said, no. And I said, so I'm not under arrest? And they said, no. And but you, you know, I need your details. And I said, well, you're not getting my details, you know. And then I walked off. I'm sure that the liberal fucking queer community thought that I was outrageous and, you know, and all that sort of stuff. But I'm sure that, there are people out there that actually believe that Pride is a fucking protest and that the cops shouldn't have been marching. I mean, I spoke to a young woman today and I asked her, when she was talking about my sign, she said, oh, I really agree with that. And I asked her, well, where's all your friends? Why aren't you here with me? And she said, because they are genuinely scared of the police. And so, you know, if young queer people are still genuinely scared of the police, then what the fuck, man? Like, you know, yeah.
Are you on?
No, I haven't,
mate. Hey, are you going to charge me with something?
I'm just going to grab your name.
Are you charging me with something?
I don't have to, mate.
Well, then you don't need any details. Okay. I've done nothing wrong.
Nah, mate.
Sorry, mate. Did you need some? Right, because I'm just...